Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, welcome to Going In Raw Countdown, the only top 10 countdown type show we've got here at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Yes.
Also available wherever fine podcasts are found, including the CastBox app. Got a great partnership with the fine folks over at CastBox. Please do check it out. Great way to help the show for free.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also at Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have a bevy of reward tiers. We've got some minor additions to the Patreon coming up very soon.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting onto the road to 2,000 patrons, Larson.
Wow.
It's a very exciting road to be on.
Wow.
Very exciting road to be on.
Super exciting.
Yeah. Anyways. You got to diversify your income streams, Larson.
Yeah, more
Patreon
of that.
Is a very vital one. Anyways, but we're not here to talk about Patreon. We're here to talk about, we also got the Friendo Market. Look at that. Friendomarket.com. Today's Saturday, we're running a sale because of Slammiversary. Right now, you can get the Slayish t-shirt pack. It's a t-shirt, three stickers, and that postcard of us standing in front of our set with our arms folded for $25. Look, Larson, do a preview of that postcard. Very good. Yeah. So that's great. In honor of Slammiversary, sale ends on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Let's get to it, Steve.
All right. Well, we are heading into
WWE 2K season.
Yeah.
We're going to hopefully get some news to start rolling in soon about features, new additions, and perhaps most importantly, roster.
Roster reveals.
Roster reveal. So. Yeah. You know, generally speaking, the roster features predominantly current talent, but also a selection of legends throughout the history of WWE and wrestling in general. So for this list, this is 10 legends that we want in WWE 2K19.
And then we got another video that's also up right now that features 10 current roster members who were not in the game last year, we want to see in the game this year. It's basically a who's who of NXT and 205 Live.
Pretty much.
But this right here is going to be a history lesson for the ages, Larson. That's right. We're going to kick things off with number 10.
10.
Orville Brown.
So, Steve, tell me a little something about the wrestler that we used to call Farmer Brown.
He's like a long time ago. He was the very, very first NWA world champion.
Correct.
That's kind of all I know about him. I don't know, but he was the first NWA world champion. So that's got to mean something.
So do you want to have like 2 to 3 hour catch-can wrestling matches in WWE 2K19?
What's the other thing they call it? Collar and elbow?
Yeah.
Yeah, collar and elbow. Like 3 hour lockups.
A lot of this.
Just trying to maneuver. Just trying to slap away hands.
Gain the slightest bit of advantage to get the upper hand.
Look, man, here's the thing.
What?
I think it would be, and they're not going to do it. I think it would be fantastic for the WWE to take a trip. What if they did a History of Wrestling showcase mode?
Oh, that'd be great.
Or at least, you know, History of American Wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, because you've snatched up basically the rights to pretty much everything in North America in the history of wrestling, I think. So why not take us back to, like, I don't know where they used to wrestle, the circus, the, you know, fairgrounds, barns, I don't know. I don't know where they used to wrestle, but take us back there.
Yeah.
You can do the filters with the sepia tone and the grain on the film and stuff, and then like undercrank it so they're going a little faster.
Well, last year, you know, they had the 8-bit filter and they had some presentation filters as well, you know, for various eras. So why not you know, like black and white film with film grain.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat.
Oh, man. He just like chooses people out of the like local talent out of the.
Yeah.
Back then, local enhancement talent. Well, back then, local enhancement talent was just guys in the crowd.
Yeah, who thought they were tough.
I'll challenge any man. Who wants to take on the great Orville Brown?
You, sir.
You, sir. You look like a young stallion. Come on up here and challenge Orville Brown. Come on. Who wouldn't want that?
See if you can defeat me in less than 3 hours.
Exactly. And was it real? Was it fake? We don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, I think
everybody who really knows definitively are dead. Man, they didn't know how to write books back then. They didn't do that. There was no logging of like history back then. There was no like language skills. It was just all
let's move on.
All right, number nine.
Nine.
Scott Steiner.
What is that from?
His workout video.
That's what I thought.
It's from his workout video.
Speaking of things that are not going to happen, Scott Steiner will probably never make an appearance in anything WWE related anytime soon. However, it would be nice to get Freakzilla himself in video game form in an upcoming WWE 2K game.
Can we say this at least the Steiner brothers?
Yeah.
If you look, I get that, but I feel like Scott Steiner was a different person.
Oh, yeah.
He was just Steiner brother as opposed to Big Papa Pump. So maybe they can come to an agreement. They'll say, hey, listen, we'll send some of our low level, like our like Ty Dillinger, Kurt Hawkins, we'll send that out to that Shoney's in Ackworth in exchange for likeness rights. You know, they'll buy a couple steaks. That'll be your payment. How about that? And then, you know, he'll probably yell at whoever's talking to him.
Yeah.
And he'll curse a lot. And then that'll be the end of that. I would love to see Scott Steiner. I think that'd be great.
All right.
No good? You just say, all right.
That's fine.
I think that's a great idea. Number eight.
Eight.
Raven.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me Raven. Yep. The most decorated hardcore champion in WWE history. He won that belt in WWE. He was a U.S. champ in WCW. Heavyweight champ in ECW.
Yeah, man.
Didn't he win the heavyweight title in TNA, too?
Yeah. Pretty sure he did.
Decorated champion. One of the cornerstones of ECW in its heyday. Give me Raven.
I was a huge fan of Raven in WCW.
Same here. I loved Raven in WCW.
He was great. Mainly because he was like my idealized self. He was a big grunge and comic book fan. He used to wear like cool Daredevil shirts.
Well, he had a Sandman shirt, not Sandman the wrestler, Sandman
not Surfer
the comic
Sandman.
Book. Yes.
Right. Who should have, Surfer Sandman should have made this list as well.
Yes. Well, I mean, Raven in a way is not only, you know, representing himself, but the entirety of ECW.
Yeah, sure. Like who would I
even going as far back as like Johnny Hotbody.
Johnny Hotbody.
As you mentioned, Surfer Sandman.
Yeah.
So on.
You're right. Moving on. Number seven.
Seven.
It's going to be a quick episode. Number seven.
Seven.
China.
Come on.
I mean, why wouldn't she be in every game every year?
I know.
That's
why weird. Is she not in the Hall of Fame yet?
Yeah, man. What the heck?
Excuse me.
What's going on with that, man? Yeah, like, come on. It's China. She is a legend.
Yeah.
She passed away. Wait, how long has it been since she died? A year? 2 years?
Couple years?
Couple years,
I'm going to say a couple years.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Include China. Corporate Rumble mode.
Yeah, there you go. Corporate Rumble. I want to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They need to allow you to do Royal Rumbles that you can rebrand. Because remember,
yes,
Royal Rumble,
yes.
You can only do at the Royal Rumble arena.
Yeah. You should be able to have Rumbles in any arena.
Yeah.
With any name on it.
Yeah.
Including Corporate Rumble.
And I also want entrances.
Yes.
Truncated entrances.
We talked about that in the other video we already did about
this. The Rumble.
About.
But China's a legend.
Come on. Yeah.
How's China not
put her in the Hall of Fame. Put her in the game already.
And the thing is, China should be the one person who's cross-divisional.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Because she used to do that.
Yes.
Number six.
Six.
Mike Tyson. Speaking of another member of D-Generation X, at least for a little small period of time.
Yeah, for a small bit of time, yes.
The last time Mike Tyson was in a WWE video game, he looked completely different. They didn't have his likeness right, so they simply called him the Enforcer.
It was for Stone Cold Showcase mode, right?
That's right, yeah. So his WrestleMania 14 match against Shawn Michaels, of course, Mike Tyson was the special Enforcer, but they didn't have his likeness right, so they had a dude milling about, and they just called him the Enforcer. And I was like, well, that is not Arn Anderson, and it is not Larry Zbysko.
Nor is it Stevie Bradley.
Nor is it
the Going in Raw Enforcer.
It's not our Enforcer either. It didn't even look like Mike Tyson. it kind of looked like Haku, but without hair and a bit slimmer. That's what it looked like. Hmm. It was oddball. But anyways, yeah, Mike Tyson, come on. He's had some great moments in the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Include him in the game.
Yes, please.
You know, I'm sure he would be thrilled. He would do it for $300. Probably not.
Probably not.
Moving on, number five.
Five.
Antonio Inoki.
A legend in the world of wrestling.
You can't have a true history of wrestling without Antonio Inoki.
I know. He is a WWE Hall of Famer. You know, actually beat Bob Backlund for the WWE title in 1979. Held it for 6 days and vacated the title. You know, he is.
Is he listed? But he's not a canon champion.
No. I mean, it happened. That's annoying. They consider Backlund's reign continuous.
Yeah.
Because he held the title. He beat him in Japan at a house show, held it for 6 days, and during the rematch, there was interference. And so Antonio vacated the title.
That's so silly when they do that. Or like somebody wins a title, and then, well, who was it? Who did that?
Well, it happened several times with.
Was it like Lou Thesz? Somebody beat him maybe for the title, and then he was like, days later, he was like, well, no, it was a fake victory because somebody was sick or something.
Well, back then,
it was weird
stuff. If someone was injured during the match, they reverse the decision. Look at Ric Flair's title history. That's why, depending on how you count it, Flair could be like a 20-plus time champion.
Yeah, yeah,
whereas
yeah.
WWE counts it 16.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's all very confusing. Anyways, also, Antonio Inoki is the founder of the promotion responsible for the greatest wrestling in the world right now, New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's a reason for inclusion in the game.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, put Antonio Inoki in there. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a WWE Hall of Famer. He's a legend in the wrestling world. Put him in, please.
Number four.
Four.
The Road Warriors, or also known as Legion of Doom.
Yeah, Animal and Hawk.
What a rush.
It's pretty good.
What a ripoff. They haven't been in a game for, like, ages now.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. What the heck?
What the heck? Yeah, come on.
The most dominant tag team of their era.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, one of the members of, I can't remember which one it was. Anyways, involved in the concussion lawsuit, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that might be a reason why they hadn't been in the games of late.
Could be, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But they're, like you said, a legendary tag team. They deserve to be in the game. They have done all the, you know, you can get all the old WCW sets, all the arenas, all the old WCCW.
They don't have Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal set for Halloween Havoc, however.
Well, that's, again, something that we need to be bugging 2K
about. You know who we didn't put on here?
Who?
Sid.
Hasn't Sid been in a game?
Oh, maybe.
I think he's been in a game fairly recently. He might have actually been in last year.
He might have been.
I forgot. I don't know where I put the roster. Anyways. But yeah, I mean, look, if he hasn't been.
Oh, yeah, he's in last year.
Yeah, he was in last year, man.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. He looked weird. Anyways, moving on. Number three.
Three.
Terry Funk.
Terry.
Barbra Streisand's nose.
We should just listen to his album.
Yeah, really.
From what, 1984?
If he's gonna, they should buy the rights, license the rights to some of his songs.
Oh, heck yeah!
And have him come out to that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can also play it like through the video game itself. I think that'd be fantastic. Terry Funk is a hardcore legend.
Yeah.
He's legend in wrestling. When's the last time he wrestled? Do we know?
Probably last week.
Like, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, he's still. He could still sign an active deal with the WWE, perhaps.
Yeah.
It's always possible. But no, he should definitely be in here. But like when you cut him open, it should go like double blood immediately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
He comes out, him and Flair come out, instant crimson masks.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
And Surfer Sandman when he's actually Extreme Championship Wrestling Sandman.
Exactly, yeah.
Beer swilling dude rather than surfer dude.
Not surfer dude.
No.
Not surfer Sandman. Number two.
Two.
Lou Thesz. Look at that old man. He just looks like some dude you'd run into at the gym.
And
like,
thanks to,
you'd see his balls in the locker room.
Yeah, but thanks to the brilliance of Lariato on Twitter, we get to see him do like an early powerbomb on somebody. But the guy didn't really do a full sit-up.
Right.
So it looked pretty destructive.
Yeah.
But
man.
It just proves that Lou Thesz was an innovator.
Oh, man. Gavin Johnson just bought a Slayus shirt.
Thank you, Gavin Johnson, taking advantage of the Slammiversary sale we got going on right now.
That was a great idea from you. Good job.
Yeah.
It's paying off right now.
Every once in a while I come up with good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but Luthez, of course, obviously one of the greatest champions.
I think he's the longest reigning NWA champion. I think like he had the longest reign of anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
What is the big deal with Luthez? He pioneered the flipping powerbomb.
Yeah, we saw that.
We've seen that in like a GIF.
But I think he had the NWA title for like 1,400 days at one
point.
Yeah,
1,400. What does that break down to?
No, 2,300 days.
Oh, my God.
He was the second NWA champion. He had it from 1949 to 1955. Dropped it for about 3.5 months. Had it back for 244 days. Dropped it for 2/3 of a year. Picked it up for another 370 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he had it a lot. And then his last reign with it was over 1,000 days.
What year was he born?
Oh,
he beat Orville
Brown. 1916.
How long was Orville Brown's first reign? See, this is history, people. This is
501 days.
Oh, wow. So he just held it for a little over a year. They're like, ah, sorry, Sonny. You're not quite the draw that this young whippersnapper Luthez is.
Yeah.
And Luthez was probably like, you know, 55 at the time.
Well, he won in 49. And
how old was he again?
He was 33 years old when he won.
Oh, wow. Did he look like that?
Probably.
Anyways, that'd be great. All right, let's move on to number one.
One.
Number one.
It's Bruno.
Of course, it's Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno was in the game a couple years back following his Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah. He just passed away this past...
I kind of feel like he should be a mainstay now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you absolutely. Know? Yeah, he's a legend. So, yeah, Bruno should be back in the game. I had forgotten it had been that long since he was in the game. Felt like very recently, but apparently not. Yeah, I mean, come on. He's Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
He had the title once for, like, what, 7.5 years?
Pretty much 8 years.
And, like, the only reason he dropped it is because he was like, dude, I need a break.
Yep.
The schedule's too much. It's the only reason he dropped it. And they're like, no, we don't want you to do that. And he's like, dude, I need a break. And then he dropped it, and then he picked it right back up, like, what, a year later or something like that? Not very long.
Yeah, like a year and a half later.
And then he had it for, like, 3 more years.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Legend.
Man, legend.
Legend.
Absolute legend. So, yeah, those are all great ideas. Let us know what legends you guys want to see in the upcoming WWE 2K19. And, yeah, till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.